The seed I've received, I will sow. I'm going to talk about that this morning. And don't let the coffee house atmosphere fool you. It is not a hindrance at all to the presence of God. It does not obstruct in the least our praising and worshiping Him. And when it comes to the standard of the Word of God, we preach and teach, it's higher than ever. In fact, will you say this out loud after me? I am a student, a lifelong student in the university of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is training me, perfectly training me. To live my life in the earth just like Jesus lived His. Amen. So that's the standard when it comes to the Word of God. We preach and we teach. And I want to say to you today that the Word of the Lord comes to us today not by permission, but by commandment. John chapter 20 and verse 21 says, So Jesus said to them again, Peace to you. And listen, He said, As the Father has sent me, I also send you. The seed I've been given, I will sow, the singer just sang. Jesus says to us, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. Such a real revelation and in God's timing for our lives. I want to talk to you this morning for just a few minutes before we partake of the Lord's Supper on this subject, apostolic succession. As the Father sent Jesus to the earth with great purpose, Jesus said, I also send you. In your lifetime, right now, you were born right on time, just like Jesus was. He came in the fullness of time. And He designed the date of our birth. You are not a mistake. You were born with purpose. God created you while you were in your mother's womb. He wonderfully made you and designed you with destiny, just as the Father sent Jesus to earth with a purpose and a destiny. Jesus said, I'm also sending you the same way. Apostolic succession. This is a very critical word as we prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper this morning. I'm feeling utterly dependent on God for this word. This is the kind of word referred to in the New Testament where Paul said, The Spirit speaketh expressly. Regardless of what your mama or daddy may have told you, that you were an accident, that you were unplanned. Oh no, God is bigger than that. He creates no accidents. And your life on earth and mine were well planned by our divine Creator. And the Holy Spirit now in this university is our teacher. He's perfectly training us to be like Christ. We are being taught by the best to become the best. Jesus said, Let me teach you. In Matthew 11:29, He says this, Take my yoke upon you and... What? Jesus said, Learn from me. That means more to me today than it ever has. For Jesus, in God's Word, the Book of Truth, saying, Learn from me. Let me teach you. The New Living Translation says. We're talking about apostolic succession. One generation receiving a mantle from the previous generation. And Jesus sets the model from that. And he said to all of us who would follow him, how many followers of Jesus are in the room? He said, learn from me. Let me teach you. The church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. When we move forward in anything from God, we don't disrupt the foundation that we have enjoyed already. We build on it. And so it is from one generation to the other. Jesus in his lifetime ministered as the Father sent him to the earth to do so. Then he said, just like the Father sent me, I also send you. It's apostolic succession. The definition for succession: coming into the office, position, and responsibility of those who preceded you. Now, we should have great reverence and respect as we look back to our ancestors and our forefathers, naturally and spiritually. We are who we are because of them and because of apostolic succession. They pass something on to us that is vital and valuable. Oh, the requirement of my generation is that we fail not to pass on to the ones following us the rich heritage that was given to us by our forefathers. Now, we've also got to realize that a lot is being aligned right now. A lot in this church and in the earth at large. David said, one generation shall praise your works to another generation and shall declare your mighty acts. I'm so grateful for my predecessors, my grandparents, my parents, other strong men and women, leaders in the church that poured into me, that imparted into my life. And I'm sensing now the next generation pulling out from me all that was poured into me. The seed which I was given, she just sang, I will sow. It's apostolic succession. Now here is another thing that's being aligned right now in the heavens and in the earth. It affects you. There is the merging right now of the seasoned generation and the emerging generation. They are converging right now. It's a beautiful thing. Right now, in the alignment of all things spiritual, according to this doctrine of apostolic succession, there is the merging of the Spirit of God with the body of Christ in a powerful way right now in the earth. We're going to enjoy it at the table. The Spirit of God merging more than ever with the body of Christ. Oh, that's what we celebrate at the table of the Lord this morning. Now, consider the emphasis that secular corporations, how many work in the real world? You have a marketplace ministry. You work on the job either for yourself or, oh, come on, you're not unemployed that bad. How many, raise your hand, I work, I got a job. Okay. Then you know it, training on your job in the marketplace. Secular corporations place a huge emphasis on training their replacements. And we've underemphasized this spiritual principle in the church and in the kingdom of God when Jesus clearly gave us the model that we train up our replacements. Jesus did that for us. He said, the Father sent me. And just like he sent me with just as much right on timing, with just as much power to live life in the earth, with just as much purpose for life, with just as much passion for kingdom purposes. Just as the Father sent me in all of those same ways, I also send you. Jesus trained his replacements. Took him 3 years. Nobody's ever done anything quite like that. When you consider 3 years, that was 2,000 years ago. 3 years he hung out with a motley crew at best. One was the devil from the get-go. 12 men he chose that they might be with him. That's what the word said. Not do yet, but that they might be with him. And then he trained them and trusted them to be sent forth just as powerfully as the Father had sent him forth. Apostolic succession. Now in the secular world where you work, your boss is training his replacement, and you are probably training yours, whether you know it or not. The secular world places emphasis on that. And then in the marketplace, on your job, not only is your successor expected to fill your shoes one day, but also make his own tracks. Jesus gives us that liberty and that anointing, that initiative. He says, yeah, fill my shoes. And above that, make your own tracks. Well, I don't want to get scary up here. Look at y'all looking around at me like that. No, we are not greater than Jesus. No student will ever be greater than his teacher. But everyone who is perfectly trained by the Spirit of God will be just like Christ. Luke 6:40. He is training us to be his replacements in the earth. And we are only as capable as we are teachable. That's why we need to be good students in the Holy Spirit University. Not just on Sunday morning, Wednesday night, when, by the way, we do have a high standard of the Word. Higher than ever in 28 years here in this church. The standard of the Word, the meat of the Word, the teaching of pure doctrine of the Word. I'm not speaking by permission. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm speaking by commandment. This is what the Lord says. Everyone who is perfectly trained by the Spirit will be just like Jesus. And we are only as capable in replacing Jesus in the earth today as we are teachable and trainable. Now, in his leadership model, Jesus distributed responsibility and authority to those that replaced him. We see it with the 12. In Matthew 10, verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them. We see it in the 12. His model of leadership, training up his replacements here in the 12. He sent them by commandment. And then in Luke chapter 10 and verse 1, we see the group grew in size. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them. Hey, here's what Jesus is saying to me and you today. He's saying, the Father sent me to earth, and just as he sent me, I also send you. I'm training you to replace me. I am a spirit. You are my body. Verse 19 of Luke 10, after he had sent 70 others also, he told them, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Powerful words from God for us. Authority to trample. Have you trampled lately? Really? Over what? Over all the power of the enemy. Will it hurt? No. Nothing shall hurt you by any means. Authority to trample. Jesus had it on earth. My Lord, he could just look at a devil. He would look at a devil. He looked at one man, lived in the cemetery for a while. And that man would break chains when the police would show up to the graveyard where this man lived and bind him with chains. He was so full of the power of the devil, he would break the chains the police put on him. The madman, everybody called him, from Gadara. But Jesus was so full of the power the Father had given him in the earth that he trampled. I mean, Jesus looked at that man and that man begged him, please don't mess with me. Please, please don't bother with me. Trample. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power. How much of the power? All the power of the enemy. And don't be afraid of the pain that you think might come with it, because nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now this thing of apostolic succession from Jesus training us by His Spirit to replace Him in the earth begins with Father and Son. God the Father, God the Son. There was a time, as I've said before, when Jesus was God's only Son. Not anymore. The room is filled with the sons of God now. Now Jesus is not the only Son of God. He's now the firstborn of many sons. And by the way, you women are sons too. It's genderless. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, this is God speaking to Joshua now, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Time for you to become a leader now. Joshua, Moses has trained you well. You've been his assistant all these years. You are well trained, and Moses is dead. So now is the time for you to arise. And that word arise in the Hebrew language means perform and succeed. Everything Joshua needed to perform and succeed as a leader of God's people, Moses had poured into him. He trained his successor. It's apostolic succession. It happens all the time in the Spirit. We need to be aware of it and embrace it. And then, in verse 5, God said this to Joshua, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Notice that promise of God from a father to a spiritual son, from Moses to Joshua. God is saying to Joshua now, the emerging generation, because of apostolic succession, because his spiritual father had so trained him, the generation before him had so groomed him and taught him to replace them one day. Same promise God made to Moses. I'll not leave you, forsake you. He promised to the next generation, Joshua. And I love the fact that when Joshua is identified here and God calls out Joshua now and says, Moses, my servant, is dead. You were his assistant for all those years. He trained you to replace him. And this is the time for you to arise and perform and succeed. You've been prepared and you've been trained to replace your predecessor. And this is your moment. Perform now and succeed. And just like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you right now. I love the fact that Joshua was first identified as somebody's son. So important that they put that in there, Joshua, the son of Nun. Well, what did Nun do? He had Joshua. I don't know what else he did. Now, he might have done some great things because Elvis Presley sang a song. And I'm not going to sing it for you because even though my leg wiggles just like his, sometimes the music gets going and the groove is in. And, you know, literally sometimes I can't stop my leg. But Elvis sang a song about Joshua fit the battle round Jericho. And he asked the question about Joshua and who he was. He said, he was the son of Nun. Listen, apostolic succession is such a powerful principle, especially right now as the Spirit of God is training us to replace Christ in the earth in our generation, that the Bible made sure to let us know Joshua was somebody's son. We don't know much about Nun, but he was Joshua's father. And we cannot ever fully know who we are until we know who our father is. Moses had a Joshua. Elijah had an Elisha. Paul had a Timothy. And Jesus has us to replace him. In the earth, we are his body in the earth. Galatians 4:6 says, because you are sons, again, that includes you women. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts. Now, God is a spirit. Follow this. It's simple logic. Don't miss it. God is a spirit. And a spirit needs a body. Point at the table over here. The body. God is a spirit. A spirit needs a body. God provides the spirit. And we provide the body. The Bible says the body without the spirit is dead. I'm giving you all Bible this morning. Spirits are homeless and in need of housing. We're the house of God. The merging right now of the Spirit of God and the body of Christ. That's what's going on. I don't think I've ever been more excited about anything God's done in my lifetime. Really. So excited. I know some of you drug in here and didn't even really want to come, but I couldn't wait to get here. It's a wonderful season in spiritual life here. Because of apostolic succession and the warp speed training and teaching the Spirit of God is giving us as He merges His Spirit and His body together more perfectly, more closely, more powerfully than ever before. We're so trained, being so perfectly trained, we've got to be careful, because it would be easy to say to God, Lord, if you're planning on using me in your replacement plan for Jesus in the earth, if you're planning on using me to do the works of Jesus in the earth, you should know, Lord, that I can only do that which is possible. But when that's our position, God's reply is, well, I will supply the Spirit. If you will just supply me with a body and partner with me, and together we can do the impossible in the earth. We're living in that day. I'm so excited to be alive today and to be a witness, and not just a witness, but a partner, a participant in what the Spirit of God is doing in the earth through His body. I have great respect for the body of Christ. That's what this table is all about. The bread and the blood. Such great respect. Succession. We're doing what Jesus did in the earth. Now, in case you panic out there and think I'm off into heresy and false doctrine and becoming a cult leader, I'll tell you what Jesus said. He looked at His followers and He said, the things you've seen me do, these same things you will do, and greater things than these, because I go away to the Father and I send the Holy Spirit, who will teach you all truth. I think we're living in the day when we're being perfectly trained to do what Jesus did as His replacements. Now we are, after all, listen to the title, the body of Christ. And even greater things than He did. I don't know what. Can't imagine, but it's got to be great if it's greater than what He did. And He said we would. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what Jesus said. He said, you will do what I've done and greater. Greater things than these. Here's why. Christ has no body on earth but ours. Christ has no hands on earth but ours. Christ has no feet on earth but ours. Christ has no body but ours. He has no voice but our voice, as the Spirit speaks through us. Apostolic succession. We are being trained right now to be His replacements, His body in the earth.